Adam's here this morning from BTU because it's BTU time. What's going on, man?
Man, we're just getting ready for the hot summer months.
It's going to be summer, isn't it?
It's starting to warm up, and what a better time to come out and start talking to our listeners about getting ready for those summer months rather than getting caught up in the middle of it and going, oh no, what do I do now?
You guys are great. I mean, because they want you to spend less money. They really, really do. I mean, it's good for us to do that.
We do. It's a win-win. It's a win for us, and it's a win for the customer. And so the reason I'm here today is just to kind of give customers, those who are out there listening, three simple, easy points that you can do this summer to save some money that are not going to cost you an arm and a leg. One of them is buy a programmable thermostat. You can get one anywhere from $25 to $250. What a great way, though, to program the temperature settings in your house. When you leave in the morning for work, have that ambient temperature go up to about 80, 85 degrees. That way you're not cooling the house while you're not there. Mm-hmm. You're not spending a ton of money on energy. And then you can program it, you know, say 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It'll start dropping back down to 72, 74, wherever you like it. And then that way you've saved some money between the hours of 8 and 4, roughly. So what a good way, simple way there. Doesn't cost you an arm and a leg to save some money.
Let me throw maybe a curveball at you, but explain maybe for people who have two-story houses and maybe they have separate units like a first floor and a second floor, how should you adjust those, would you think?
That's a great question. That ultimately depends on how the house was designed and built and how many zones there are. And we all know that heat tends to rise. And so if a customer is not sure how their house is zoned, that's one of those things where they can call out a great local contractor, an AC contractor. They can come out, they can look at it, take a look, give some suggestions. It also gives the contractors a local opportunity to check freon levels in the AC system.
Sure.
Make sure everything's set up and ready to go for the summer.
Yeah, because I guess shade and things like that, and the way the house is oriented on the lot has a lot to do with that. But still, there are a lot of people out there who do have that. They have several zones in their house. Okay, what's number two?
Number two, change your air filter monthly. You know, that's one of those things that everybody knows to do, but sometimes time just flies by. And we all end up changing our air filter every 3, 4, 5, 6 months. When during these hot summer months, if you can change it monthly, that increases the efficiency of the air in your home and your air conditioner operations. It's going to save you money over the long run.
You got this ballpoint pens thing, you know, just write the date up there. Because, you know, a lot of them, you see it, they have a little place for you to write the date. And you can, because you'll go, I don't remember when I did that. And then we look at it, you go, oh, man, it's been 3 months since I did that. So
yeah, I'm guilty of that. I'll go out and change it and then realize, oh, man, last time I did it was 9 months ago. And the thing is clogged. And I'm going, man, how much money did I just cost myself over the last 9 months?
And he works for BTU, so see.
Yeah.
Okay, easy, fellas, easy.
Okay, and number three.
It's simple, it's easy, it doesn't cost you any money. It's one of those things that we don't think about. But if you have electric ovens and electric clothes dryers, don't use them during the hottest part of the day. If you're home in the afternoon, you need to wait to use those things till early in the morning or late at night, because all ultimately those are doing is pumping heat into your home. Your air conditioner is having to overcompensate that for that now, especially if your laundry room is right next to your thermostat. You become your own worst enemy, and then your system is running a lot more than cycling on and off. So if you can do those three things, that's going to save you some money over the long run and get you prepared to where you're not, you know, in the middle of the July going, oh, no, what do I do to save some money? And then and then always we have our BTU Smart Home program. You kind of mentioned blocking some of the sun coming into your home. Sun rises in the east, sets in the west. If you can block some windows with either shading or solar screens, definitely go to our website at btutilities.com. Click on the Smart Home link, fill out an application, send it in. We'll make contact with you, and we'll give you some money back for doing some good stuff like that.
Yeah, we have an advertiser who mentions that. But, I mean, solar screens instantly make a difference. I mean,
instantly.
You talk about that, you'll know it right away. And that, again, the investment, and you guys are helping them out. So, again, what's the website if they want some more information on
www.btutilities.com. Click on the Smart Home link at the top.
Okay, there you go. Good guys and gals over there. They want you to spend less money with them. Because then we can go sell that stuff in the market, right?
That's exactly right.
All right, thank you, Adam. Appreciate you coming in. We visit the folks at the City of Bryan on Thursdays.